How do you go about that? How do you take sound and put it into two dimensions?
It's really a pretty interesting challenge because it's like music and comics are literally opposite. Like in terms of like music controls its own speed and obviously is oral compared to visual. I think we start doing it because it seems impossible and we like setting ourselves challenges that we're probably going to fail at or look fail interestingly at anyway. I'm not sure. You sort of have to show how it affects people rather than the actual like music itself, I think, is probably the best way to approach it. But it was literally just like, this seems impossible, so we should try it.
It's like especially the first Rue Britannia, we're not good at getting music on the page.
Yeah.
We're good at like talking around music, but it's only really on Singles Club where we start finding ways to make it have a beat.
Yeah. But then you show like, obviously music has an effect on people in terms of how they dress, how they act, how they're moving, and you show those kind of things, and that kind of creates the feeling of what the music is about to the reader, I think.
I still love the Singles Club cover. Is still one of my favourite things Jamie ever did.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought it was originally going to be the cover on the right.
Yeah, the interior thing, and then we decided it wasn't like a good
dynamic. Yeah.
So I ended up coming up with that one quite quickly, actually.
So with the Singles Club, you're looking at one night told through what, 7 different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to do a deep dive into each of these characters?
Like, the part of it is like, we kind of thought we'd do a lot more phonogram, like, instead of 3. and everyone had these preconceptions of phonogram based on the first volume. We never wanted to be a Britpop comic. It was just kind of like, that's the story we started with. So at least part of like, Singles Club was, okay, it's not about David Cole, it's not about Britpop. So how can we do the opposite way? So we did it in a story, instead of set in the past, it was set in a single night, as close to the present day as we could make it. Cole was moved to a secondary character, so we had all these 7 perspectives, and it was about all those different sorts of music. So we went literally the opposite way. And so much about the Singles Club, especially the B-sides, was me and Jamie trying to basically say, we didn't say that. You know, and like, there's a lot of assumptions when you do a pop music comic. They say that this is what it means. Like, we get accused of being music elitists, and that's never ever been something in phonogram. All the characters are kind of against that, but it's just because if you talk about music in public, people presume you are saying that. I mean, you said about the awful people thing earlier. That's that people, you occasionally got the idea that people thought phonogram was about people who were cooler than they were, and that speaks, you know, mainly to the insecurity of the audience, really. Because these aren't better than them, these are awful people. This isn't about how music makes people better. Phonogram is mainly about how music makes you worse. It's a book about addicts, you know, and the anhedonia in phonogram is very telling. You know, these are really burnt out messes of people. So there's a lot of that. You know, there's also, you know. So I just look at just that on the right, it's still one of the best 6 panels we've ever done.
I love that page.
Yeah. Anyway, that. So also, I'm very pretentious, and I wanted to do like a really, really dense, multi-layered sort of story. Like, get my Alan Moore on, basically.
So which of these characters do you most closely associate with?
Jamie, you associate with any of them?
Nah, they're all terrible.
You are. I think you're like Penny, because you're very sweet but dim.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And as you prove it, you're like Cole.
Lloyd is
Lloyd is
funny. Lloyd is like, when I got back, I lived in America for a year, and I came back and I hated it. I was basically I never had a car, so I couldn't go anywhere, and it was really very depressing, really deeply depressing. So I came back and I decided to change my life. I decided to never compromise. And as you imagine, I was unbearable. And that burnt out in about 3 weeks, and I realized about how humans work. But I lost my sense of humor entirely. And like, the sense of humor is very important to me, but like, I was this kind of like missile of a human being. And Lloyd's kind of about that. You know, the idea that this serious young man stage, and he kind of gets over his ass. You know, like I said earlier, a lot about phonogram on all my books is about people getting over their sorry asses. So I've met a lot of people who are like Lloyd, and they kind of feel seen and also attacked.
Well, I gotta ask about King Tonight, because he might be my favorite character. I don't know if he's quite as evil as the rest of them. Where do you come from?
He's a real person.
Yeah, he's from Stafford.
Yeah.
actually, last time I was here, he came down and he signed. We signed on our table for like half an hour.
Yeah.
So there's some people with actual real kid with knife. signatures. Yeah, he's a guy called Dan. His nickname is Kid with Knife. There's a few other people in there. It's not just like all of like my close friends like bummed around with get put inside Kid with Knife.
Right.
But like the majority is Dan in terms of he's got the velocity. You know, I described like Lloyd as a missile. It's a different kind of thing. They kind of there's a level of feral likability to the dude. So yeah.
He never actually takes out a knife, does he?
No, no. That was the beat we always never did. As in, like, someone asked, why is it called Kid with Knife? And, you know, duh. As he gets it out, and he puts it away then. But yeah, he has a knife.
Yeah. So the 2-year-old girl came out a little